President Biden is adding to tensions with Beijing, hiking tariffs on items made in China, including electric vehicles, advanced solar cells, medical equipment, steel, and aluminum. White House officials say the tariffs will help thwart China's efforts to dominate the market for emerging technologies.
The president, this entire administration, has been concerned about unfair practices by the PRC.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
He has said consistently, I'm going to stand up and push back against that.
One point of U.S. concern, there aren't a lot of Chinese EVs on the market in the U.S. right now, but officials worry the vehicles could start flooding the U.S. market. The move prompted a rebuke from China's foreign minister. Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has threatened broad 10% tariffs against all imports from rivals and allies alike.
They're eating our lunch, so they have to do it on much more than electric vehicles.
He tells supporters the U.S. is falling behind China by not betting on oil to keep powering the economy. Jennifer King, Washington.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.